This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. President Barack Obama will accept his party's nomination for re-election tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte.
But just outside the reach of the primetime spotlight, meeting at early morning breakfast and impromptu planning sessions are the people whose work on the ground really matters, the delegates.
After the balloons drop and the Democratic Convention packs up in Charlotte, the Democratic foot soldiers will take on the real work of the final weeks leading up to Election Day. WBUR's Fred Tice has been in Charlotte this week. He's with us again and had a chance to speak to some of the Massachusetts delegates about their role, not only in the presidential race, but in the hotly contested U.S. Senate race as well here in Massachusetts. And Fred joins us now. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Anthony.
So obviously, Massachusetts firmly in the Democratic column in presidential politics anyway. So what's expected of these Massachusetts delegates?
Well, they're being encouraged to head north in the presidential race to our neighboring state, New Hampshire. New Hampshire, according to the Obama campaign, is the state that has the highest number of what they call truly independent voters of any of the nine swing states that they have identified. It is, once again, a key swing state. But it's a lot closer this year for President Obama than it was 4 years ago. He won New Hampshire against John McCain by 9 points. This summer, Mitt Romney has made it as close as dead even with the president. So it's a crucial race.
And I gather as he leaves North Carolina, he's going to be heading pretty much straight to New Hampshire for a rally there tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed, and as will Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney making comments about the Democratic National Convention from Concord, New Hampshire today, and he will be campaigning in Nashua. The president will be in Portsmouth.
And what about the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Republican Scott Brown and Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren? How are the delegates being asked to help out the Warren campaign?
So this is really the key race for the Massachusetts delegation down here, right? They have been asked to do just basically pull out all the stops. It is a very close race, and a lot of work needs to be done between now and Election Day for Elizabeth Warren. I spoke to delegates from all over the state who are supporting Warren, including the former chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, Phil Johnston. And here's what he had to say about what's going on in the South Shore.
You know, Metro West and South Shore are very key areas now, and they're dangerous for us Democrats. So we're working very hard already. We have a very good organization on the South Shore to help Elizabeth, and she's been there repeatedly. And we're raising considerable money as well, but it's more the door-to-door stuff that we're doing, and I think it's working.
And Fred, any idea of whether it is working? What are you hearing on the ground there in Charlotte about the state of the Warren campaign?
Well, Anthony, elected officials here from all over the place, from Boston, from Worcester, from Western Massachusetts, they're all telling us that there's a great deal of enthusiasm. There are a lot of volunteers waiting to be mobilized. There are elected officials who are eager to help out, but they're not, in many cases, they are complaining that they're not getting asked by the campaign to help out and that the campaign is not able to mobilize those volunteers. Now, the hope is that now that everybody comes home and the president is heading into his general election campaign, that this will change.
Fred, finally, give us a sense of the energy down there in Charlotte. Must be pretty excited among a lot of excitement among Democrats. A big speech last night, of course, from former President Bill Clinton that was well received. Now a lot of anticipation as President Obama will speak tonight. What are you feeling down there? What are you seeing?
There is certainly a lot of energy here. It seems to me, Anthony, that there's more energy here than there was in Tampa. I don't want to be unfair to the Republicans. Perhaps they're just a little bit more reserved in general. But there seems to be a lot of confidence here about President Obama's prospects. Perhaps part of the energy derives from the fact that here in Charlotte, the convention was really well integrated with the city, and the people of the city were invited to mix with the delegates. That was not so much the case in Tampa. But a lot of energy here for President Obama, and I think now a lot of energy for Elizabeth Warren as well.
Well, Fred, we've appreciated having you on our air this week. Nice job down there, and we'll see you when you get back.
Glad to do it, Anthony.
WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice reporting from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte.